Examining how bones bounce back after breaking may help us build machines. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Chris Hernandez, associate professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at Cornell University, delves into how bones heal themselves and return to their original function, which could give machines in faraway places a chance to last longer without replacement parts.
Many natural materials achieve a combination of low weight and mechanical properties that surpass what is currently possible in man-made structures. Bones are one of these ultra-lightweight structures. Pound for pound, bone tissue is as strong as stainless steel. To further improve performance, whole bones have a porous, foam-like core, kind of like modern lightweight bicycles and airplane wings. The spongy, foam-like portions of bone consist of a network of struts like beams in a building. This type of bone is called cancellous bone and is involved in almost all osteoporosis-related fractures. Recently, we found that cancellous bone does something unlike any man-made material. As engineers, when we want a structure to last longer, we apply surface treatments to make the surface harder than what lies beneath. Cancellous bone does just the opposite. The struts in cancellous bone actually have a softer surface and more brittle center. This pattern of soft surfaces and brittle central regions keeps the struts from snapping when the structure is overloaded. By keeping the struts together, the structure is better able to recover its shape after being broken, in essence, bouncing back after breaking. This ability to bounce back after breaking allows the bone to heal in a shape that is much closer to its original form. This improves the long-term function. The idea that lightweight materials could be designed to recover their shape after breaking is relatively new to engineering. Obviously, this has clear potential importance in our design of machines. For example, the ability of a machine to function even after failure might be extremely useful for machines used in remote locations where replacement parts are not readily available.
That was Chris Hernandez of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.